The DEQ report from 2012 outlined concerns about elevated PFAS levels at Department of Defense bases and fire training facilities. The report was uncovered by MLive through the Freedom of Information Act. Tony Spaniola is a part-time Oscoda resident, where PFAS contamination has been found leaking from the former Wirt Smith Air Force Base.
We're beyond uncomfortable when the people who suppress the report continue the shroud of secrecy, tell us everything's basically okay, and then announce themselves as self-proclaimed leaders.
Spaniola says he wants to know why the report wasn't released to the public, who was involved in its suppression, and why the author of the report was barred from speaking to media. PFAS has been linked to cancer, decreased fertility, thyroid disease, and asthma, among other things. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.